Monday is St. Patrick's Day, of course. But do you know what Sunday is? It's St. Urho's Day. And for our flash geo quiz today, you have to guess who celebrates that. Here are the clues. Urho is a man's name in Finland, but it's Americans who celebrate St. Urho. So the answer is, you probably guessed it, Finnish Americans. Well, not all of them, perhaps, but enough to make it a tradition, apparently. Dan Crocker of Minnesota Public Radio explains.
At the main intersection in Finland, Minnesota, stands a tall wooden carved statue of a bearded man with his mouth wide open, apparently shouting.
What St. Urho's saying was grasshopper, grasshopper, go away. And I think it was haina sirka, menetalahitin, or something like that. My pronunciation is probably not great. Finnish people are probably going to laugh at that.
Anna Schaulin coordinates the St. Urho's Day parade and celebration in Finland. She says legend has it that sometime long ago, grasshoppers invaded Finland, the country, threatening its grapes. Then in stepped St. Urho.
He's got his mouth open. He's got a big mouth. He yelled really loud and they ran away. That's the legend.
And for 39 years now, the 300 or so people in this little town in the North Woods have celebrated that story. Amy Gardner, preparing for her 24th St. Urho's, is cutting out cardboard grasshopper heads for a kids' game.
Every year, that's the theme. It's grasshoppers, grapes, and St. Urho. And the colors are purple and green.
So are you of Finnish descent?
Not at all.
It's a heck of a party.
You know, after a long winter and we've all got a bad case of cabin fever, to come out of our homes and see our neighbors and be totally silly out in the streets is really a wonderful relief.
And like the more famous holiday it precedes by a day, St. Urho's typically involves alcohol, says Angela Mackey-Jones. She makes the four-hour drive north from Minneapolis every March.
There's also a myth that Urho did this the day before St. Patrick's Day so that the Finns could celebrate and drink all the whiskey before the Irish got to it.
Now, according to actual history, two northern Minnesota men concocted the story in the 1950s. Tim Winker is a self-described Finnophile who runs a website devoted to St. Urho's Day. He says a man named Richard Matson probably came up with the idea.
Well, you know, everybody celebrates St. Patrick. What about all of us Finns? We need a hero, too.
And as tall tales tend to do, says Winker, the legend spread.
Florida, Oregon, Butte, Montana, there are little groups of Finns that hold a St. Urho's Day celebration every year, and there's a few more every year.
But what about in the mother country?
Esa Mustonen.
I got a hold of Esa Mustonen, who manages St. Urho's Pub in Helsinki. It turns out the bar isn't named after the American made-up saint, but former Finnish president Urho Kekkonen.
In Finland, we don't celebrate St. Urho's Day, well, actually, at all.
But Mustonen is familiar with the story. He says despite the fake saint's valiant efforts, there are still grasshoppers in Finland, and the country still doesn't grow any wine grapes. For The World, I'm Dan Crocker, Finland, Minnesota.